Kuf Yud Zayin Omid Aleph. Midomi Tika Sefer Nasis Basis Ladaber Hamuter Lataltalo Beloshim Deleiko. The box, the container of the sefer, is made into a basis ladaber hamuter. It's holding in up something which is mutter to move, even without a fire. Why the sefer bar totohu? Because the sefer is something which you can move. Ladaber aser kugayin ma'os, and also it's a davar a basis to something which is aser, and that is the money. Hacha hay or nasis basis ladaber shakulo aser betotal. That is. The skin by the carbon Pesach is being made a basar to something which is completely usher to move. Shabasar also the taltaloi, because the basar is usher to move the lochazil achila ad orta, because you're not allowed to eat it until the night. The Pesach in necha elo belayla. The carbon Pesach is only eaten the night of the 15th. Vitzli and roasted. Rabbi Shmuel less like kvoit shemayim benecha lehedyut. Rabbi Shmuel does not hold the fact that it's kvoit shemayim it's being necha lehedyut, but feel have a orator is kli alav, and even if the or had the halachic status of a kli. Still, mitzayir will be aser mishum to have a basis leiser because it's a basis that's holding up something which is aser. But kol shekin the huguf alav bar total, and certainly because the skin itself is not something which is able to be moved. Tosfos explains this slightly differently. Ayin shum. It may be in tiksha b'sechum was to have a basis ledover shekulo aser because it then becomes a basis supporting something which is completely aser. Meniach will sefer lahatziloi, and you put a sefer in to save it. Ve'ein letzer chahash lechamos. You don't have to throw out the money. Can before shals as we explain. As we go on, lo nitaltel or agababasa, you're not going to go and be able to move the or because of the meat. Inem adem adehecha de isbe ma'oiz ima sefer, there's money together with the sefer, lo shadilu yon throw out, lo mitzrich le tana di don mishnid nilar, tana does not obligate you to throw it out, kadikatani, as we said, nafal pishish besochamos, even though there's money inside. So you're not even seeing it, the alma from somewhere else, ma'achas ovis, habayis from the corners of the house, take a container, besochamos, and then it has money. Laniach b'seichel sefer to put a sefer nidlat seal to save it, to save the sefer. Midomi heichad a sefer munach im hamoyis, when the sefer is put in together with the money, leichad the hubal achshav lehevio im hamoyis, when you're coming out to bring it together with the money, so the loss is supposed sefer and to put a sefer inside it. Meaning when you have the sefer together with the money, it's not originally it's not comparable to where you're bringing something with money to put the sefer into. Also, the sefer hamoyis b'seichel, when the sefer is together with the money inside of it, lahachi lo matzuchin alei l'mishdinu. That's why you don't have to go throw out the money. Dilmo, ad hoche v'hoche, nafla deleka, ala sefer on the sefer. Hocha, ad maisile, nishdinu derech b'yoso, as you're bringing it, you can just toss out the money while you're bringing it. Kidarmina mei kara, ad alo pligi, ela b'hav shata. They only argue with regard to skinning it. Umaisi, abonin raya, me take a sefer. The brother being approved from the container for the sefer, the mestisin of our Mishnah. The matzilim bois, agav sefer. You can save the money, agav the fact that you're saving the sefer. Tzarki hedyot, agav tzarki gavoy. You're going to do something which is needed for a regular person. Agav, the fact that you're doing it for Hashem. Hoyo b'leka shahoyis l'mishnidin, since you don't have time to throw out the money. V'achinami, so too, agav tzarchi gavoya. Agav, the fact that you're doing it for Hashem's, for Hashem. Why? The kol pal Hashem l'vadeo, everything is done for Hashem's honor. Yafshit, you can do the whole hefshit, skinning. V'kashach v'de lo ba'i le'i la'or, inu tzarchi la'or, you don't need the or. V'inu mischavin l'hashi, inayin k'havin kavana to skin it. Mishum or, because of the skin. V'lo dami l'hefshit elim. But the tachashim the mishkan, therefore, it's not comparable to the hefshit that was done by the mishkan by the tachash and the rams, because there you needed to hide. Ah, v'ha Rabbi Shimon moed the b'psikreishim lo yimus v'akol v'hocha afagav the lo mischave mishatu. In here, even though you're not intending to do the hefshit, still you did the hefshit. The shakalei bebarzi b'chtichas nakas in small pieces mishat v'chaytech you're skinning it and cutting it. The ain derech hefshatu kach. That's not the normal way of doing hefshit. Skinning v'la b'locha v'zayim b'locha el shvus, it's only an issur d'rabbanan. Shani l'chaim l'pesach she'en lo mechitza, but it's for a door which doesn't have a wall. Zeh mobi she'en lo mefulish. Sorry, shnei l'chaim, two l'pesach to the door she'en lo mechitza, which doesn't have a wall. Zeh mobi she'en lo mefulish. Kolayim means the same mobi had neat there but called hechosav. An alleyway which has been permitted with all the halachos, bein be'er, bein be'shar dvar, whether with an air or anything else. So chol hetter shar mavois yeshal, and all of the hetter of any other alleyway exists by kinyan shetufi mavois. The fact that you did the sheet of mavois, which is the equivalent by alleyways of a air chaseros, the air you do by the courtyards, meaning you're combining all of the courtyards together with this alleyway. Where tervaya rabbanan ben be'er is three lehul karebi lezer, the karebi lezer, the omar who says a mavoi there's a filu sasum. There's no alleyway, even if it is a sealed alleyway, that can be permitted with one vertical beam. Bashmiin and Bembeserim. Bembeserim is teaching us the Hatzalas Kisvei Kodesh, that when you're saving the Holy Kodesh writings, Kisvei Kodesh, Loi Be'in and Lechayim Rabbi Elazar, you do not need two vertical poles like Rabbi Elazar holds. The foolish Karasli, Ni Nami, the boy Rabbi Elazar, Lechayim, even though Rabbi Elazar obligates you to take two poles, Mio Mufulish El Mikri, you're not going to call it Mufulish, it's an open alleyway. Boy, the Rabbanon, the army, Lashainim Mufulish, they said that for Namufulish Kamartin, you said, that is a mobile which has been permitted for everything and all of the things that was needed to be done for it. That's a socha afakhalam ashkin kamola chotzar murevitz, like a courtyard which has an eruv in it. But my pelaginu mahadadi. And why are they arguing? The gabe sefer ketani lamobo shen mafulish, that by a sefer it says it has to be a mobile which is not open. The gabe oichlan ketani lahechon matzilin son lachotzar. And by food it says you can save it to a chotzar murevitz which has had an eruv done to it. The mashra avol mobile lo, which implies that the food cannot be taken out to the mobile. The alleyway. Shnei mechitzas mekan mekan on each side. Shnei lechayim lechi lekol pesach hapesach lechi, a vertical beam for each door, or meaning entrance here. Aliv Rabbi Yehuda the Amar b'shnei mechitzas sagi that he says with two walls is enough. Shnei lechayim, that's enough together with two vertical beams. So also ben b'seir lemeir and b'seir comes to teach us the gabbai seir with the gabbai seir. Mold Rabbi Yehuda who agrees the sagi bechad that one is enough. The gimel mechitzas is how long because that's considered three walls. You can ask like just like you asked earlier. The Rabbanan came in the Marta to Tavarok or Behudo. They said both of them are going according to Behudo. The Rabbanan, the army, Lashainim, were foolish. The Rabbanan said you're going to something which is not considered an open alleyway. And they're saying that it's not missing anything. That he knows you only need two walls and two vertical beams. According to Rabbanan, you should be allowed to save into and bring the food into the alleyway. It's just like you would to a courtyard which has an eruv in it. Yud Zayin, Omud Beis. Elo Amar Rav Ashi Bein Rabbanan Bein Ubein Ben Beseira Kirbi Lezers. Really. Both the Rabbanan and Ben Beseir are holding like Rabbi Eliezer. Sri Lahuda Boy Gim Mochitzas Ubeis Lachaim. You need three walls and two vertical beams. Ba'alma anywhere else. V'hochal Gabi Sefer. And here with regard to Kisei Kodesh, Ari Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say that Moed Rabbi Eliezer Belachi Echad. Rabbi Eliezer agrees that one vertical beam is enough. Ben Beseir Omar and Ben Beseir says the Moed Rabbi Eliezer Af Belo Lachi. The Rabbi Eliezer will agree even without a vertical beam. V'chad Lachi. Secondly, Milsa, the Rabbanan come afresh. We're explaining now what the Rabbanan had to say. Masisin a Mishnah. Nafla delekabel Shabbos koydim achila before you eat. Shachar is koydim suda before the meal. What difference do you have to switch from achila to suda? I don't know. Liolam hu matzil hoyol v'yoyim abayar hochikus. Since the day allows you to save the food ubehet teratarach, and therefore the effort he's making is something which is mutter. The hal b'nei tiltul nino, because there's something which is allowed to be moved. Lachatzim orevis, and you're taking it out into a courtyard which had an eruv done to it. Va'afilu tuva havi sharele, and even really a lot of food would allow you to take out normal, really mikr dinina, ilam mashum gazerif, not for the decree that they made, because the mefarish begor, as we explain in the Gemara. Gemara, mechti, behet teratarach, chazul atiltul ulachatzim orevis. It's food which is allowed to be moved on Shabbos. And it also, we're talking about a courtyard which had an eruv done to it. Bisharis leilis chulei behatzala kulei hay to do a lot to save a lot of stuff. Mitochshu bohol, since he's very worried about all of his money. Minchile Shabbos, he's going to forget Shabbos. Osi daima the chumim is going to come to extinguish the fire. Veiklod kiluach hanoifel min haavir. It's the things dripping down through the ear. Veitzarif is samach legag. It's putting it right next to the roof. Kein sheiva, it's sort of like you're sucking it up. Elo she'enu ro'i l'shov, it's not something which you can't suck off, she'agag chalak, because the window, the roof is smooth. V'ayayin e'enu b'gum, and the wine is not in a ditch. Still, we're talking about, you're going to put the vessel right next to the roof, she'yuzo minagag l'kli, it should flow directly from the roof into the vessel, v'hu oiches ha'kli b'yado, and he's holding on to the kli in his hand. Hasa my gazera ika, Kevin, the midi the hetero, since it's something which is permitted. Amai lo yiklo to be tzarech. Why can't you catch in the ear or put the kli right next to the roof? Shema yavi kli mitoch shehu machzer al kelim harmi, since he's looking for many different vessels. Yishkach, he's going to forget the yavi, he's going to bring a kli through the public domain. Lo yiklo v'akakach yasim archam ges, de b'shas kli to lo mabayla, because the time that you quoted, you didn't need the wine. Emarim makach l'zamin archam she'en and srikh lechel v'yosiro. You're going to do the trick to invite guests who do not need to eat, and then have leftovers. Shenafel labar b'yom tov on yom tov ain't shneim ruin l'shchita b'yom echon. You can't check both of them on one day because it's the iser of osov esbenoy. Beino shochdo shemoytzilo alila. You found some sort of trick. Shema chaver shemen mimenu. Perhaps the other one is fatter and better meat. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Elazar the ain mari. When you can't do a trick, lahat hits the pasta gil the shelos sulus for three meals. Lo yatzal pasta dura pasta kibur. It's a more dirtier flour. Shenitel hadro. You took away its beauty. Lefisha ainar ramok shere loymer pasta dura noichelo. Because there's no trick that you can say that. Oh, I like the dirtier flour. Then that has the good flour better than the fine white flour. Avalomish Shabbos Yom Kippur. We can go in Michol Yom Kippur. Be'achav Shabbos Yom Kippur was coming out on Sunday. The halo ochol ad lo ordi. You're not going to eat until Sunday night. Well, the orta liter chalaisin. So on Sunday night you go bring food and take the effort and bring food. Painter chlemer Shabbos Yom Tov. The yochol lehechem the yom that you could prepare on the actual Yom Tov itself. Marid is a cliche right in the past. It's a cliche that you use to take down the bread and marfidinoi some with the kais latan, and you take it to separate it from the walls of the oven because they would cook it like what we would call this here in Israel a lafa. Shenikta, but it's attached to it. Lo yarda oisav b'marid. You can't use this cliche to take it off. The shudar chol because it's a weekday way of doing it. Yashkim odem erev Shabbos and erev Shabbos luterach to do effort lezamein and to prepare hotzah Shabbos that which he needs to do for Shabbos. Vechinus hasher yaviu la'alter b'shas avol. At the time that they poured in the mud, they did the preparation of Havah B'Hashkamahi, and the taking in the mud was done early morning. The Chesiva Yilokta also B'Boiker B'Boikers. It says in the Pasuk that they're taking it in the morning. L'Bsoya Berchas HaMoitzi, they say Berchas HaMoitzi. Nakit, Tarti L'Oichas HaMiyodah, he would hold them in his hand. L'Okta Chesiva D'Mashva Achiza, which is applying, holding onto it. Avol B'Tziya, but by breaking bread, they're cutting it. L'Okta Chesiva Mishnah doesn't say you need to. Batza lekule shirusa prusa gadol, a large piece of dailo baba lo isasuda. It's enough for him for the whole meal. Ulochvoid Shabbos, and that's an honor of Shabbos. Venir kemechaviv suda Shabbos. It appears as if you're showing that you like and it's precious to you the meal, Shabbos meal. Leschazik lechol harbi, to strengthen yourself and eat a lot. Kimikla lehu palmim she'erev bebatim. There are times the way they would do the Erev Chatzeres. They would have it in separate houses, different houses for in each courtyard. Sometimes in this house, so Palma Mabaisach, and sometimes in another house, Meshar B'nei Adam from the other people. Then Sharlei Hainu Berchas Amotzi, that is the Berchas Amotzi, she is Chal Sechin, that's the beginning of Achila. Shor was Maschin, the word Shor means the beginning. Tvasa Hayom, Laminin Shalosh Sudos, Ba'a, that's the fact that it has the word Hayom three times, is to teach us that there's three Sudos.